Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Dating Playbook for Men by Andrew Farabee is a modern dating and self-improvement guide aimed at men who feel stuck, inconsistent, or discouraged in their romantic lives. Positioned in the relationship advice genre, it presents a structured, action-oriented system designed to move readers from being single to building the skills and habits that make dating more successful and less confusing. Rather than framing dating as a set of tricks, the book emphasizes mindset, confidence, and social competence, and it organizes its guidance into a clear step-by-step plan. A notable theme is the idea of becoming a more grounded version of oneself, balancing assertiveness with integrity and respect. The approach encourages readers to meet women through multiple channels, including social circles, everyday environments, and online dating, while also improving communication and follow-through. The overall purpose is to provide a practical roadmap that blends personal development with consistent real-world action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured 7-step roadmap and action orientation. A defining feature of the book is its promise of structure. Instead of offering scattered tips, it frames dating improvement as a repeatable process with steps that build on each other, encouraging readers to take consistent action rather than rely on occasional bursts of motivation. This system's mindset treats dating success as something that can be learned through practice, reflection, and iteration. The step-based framing also helps reduce overwhelm. Readers can focus on what to do next, measure progress, and course correct when results do not match expectations. The book also ties its guidance to practical execution. It pushes readers to get out of their comfort zones, increase the number of real interactions they have, and develop a routine that supports meeting people regularly. This orientation matters because many men fail not due to a lack of information, but due to inconsistency, avoidance, and fear of rejection. By emphasizing planned action and repetition, the system is designed to make improvement feel more mechanical and less emotionally chaotic. Even for readers who have consumed other dating advice, the value here is in having a single, coherent plan that prioritizes doing over theorizing, with an emphasis on applying lessons in everyday life. Secondly, the grounded man mindset, confidence without performative arrogance. Another central idea is the development of a grounded identity, sometimes described as balancing stereotypical extremes, the overly agreeable nice guy and the abrasive jerk. The intent is not to encourage disrespectful behavior, but to argue that attraction and healthy leadership in dating often require firmness, self-respect, and clarity. In this framing, being grounded means you can express desire and set boundaries while still treating people well and staying aligned with your values. The book emphasizes that confidence is built from internal sources, competence, self-direction, and the willingness to be authentic, even when approval is not guaranteed. This is positioned as an alternative to approval seeking, which can lead to neediness, over-explaining, or pretending to be someone else. A grounded approach also supports emotional regulation when outcomes do not go your way. You do not spiral into bitterness or self-blame, and you avoid overinvesting too early. In practical terms, the grounded mindset is meant to show up in how a man communicates, how he handles uncertainty, and how he responds to rejection. Rather than chasing validation, he prioritizes a life that he respects, which makes his dating behavior more attractive and more sustainable over time. Thirdly, reframing fear and rejection as feedback, not identity, the book places significant weight on mindset shifts that reduce anxiety and make action easier. A recurring theme is changing the meaning of rejection. Instead of treating a no as proof of personal inadequacy, it is framed as information a sign of mismatch, timing, or preference. This matters because fear of rejection commonly prevents men from approaching, asking for dates, or escalating when interest is present. By changing the story attached to rejection, the book aims to make dating behavior more resilient and less emotionally costly. It also encourages readers to care less about imagined judgment from others. Many dating decisions are constrained by self-consciousness, whether in public approaches, social events, or even online messaging. The proposed shift is to focus on intention and self-respect, rather than on trying to appear perfect. Nervousness is also reframed as energy that can be redirected into excitement and presence. Taken together, these mental models are designed to create momentum. When a reader can tolerate discomfort, he is more likely to practice social skills, initiate conversations, and learn from results. This turns dating into a process of experimentation and refinement rather than a referendum on worth, which supports both confidence and psychological health. Fourthly, meeting women through multiple channels and building a social pipeline, the book advocates expanding how and where you meet potential partners, rather than relying on a single method. This includes leveraging social circles and community environments, participating in activities that naturally produce repeated contact, and using online dating as an additional channel. The underlying logic is diversification. If your opportunities depend on one venue, a bad week or a poor platform fit can feel catastrophic. Multiple channels increase both volume and variety, which can improve match quality and reduce desperation. Another implication is that lifestyle design matters. When a man is engaged in social activities, hobbies, events, or communities that he genuinely enjoys, meeting people becomes a byproduct of a fuller life rather than a high-pressure hunt. This tends to produce more natural conversations and shared context, which can lower the friction of starting interactions. The emphasis is also practical. Consistent exposure to social situations improves conversational ability, body language comfort, and the confidence to lead interactions. Online dating, meanwhile, is framed as something to be approached strategically, with attention to presentation and communication, but not as the only solution. Overall, the book treats dating success as partly an environmental problem. If you improve the environments you place yourself in, you improve your odds and your skills at the same time. Lastly, communication, escalation, and follow-through with respect and clarity beyond meeting opportunities. The book focuses on what happens after initial contact, communicating interest, building connection, and taking steps that move interactions toward dates and intimacy. The emphasis is on clarity and leadership, meaning that a man should not hide his intentions behind endless friendly conversation. When interest is mutual, progression often requires someone to take initiative, propose plans, and create opportunities to spend time together. At the same time, the orientation is meant to remain respectful. Clear communication reduces confusion and prevents the dynamic where one person feels led on or where expectations are never stated. It also supports better screening when you express what you want. You learn faster whether someone is aligned with you. This is framed as healthier than trying to win someone over through persistence or manipulation. Follow-through is another practical focus. Many dating attempts fail due to inconsistency, delayed messages, vague plans, or a lack of decisiveness. By encouraging readers to act promptly, set concrete dates, and show up as a reliable person, the book links dating success to basic life skills like planning, accountability, and emotional steadiness. In this way, the dating strategy doubles as character training, encouraging habits that are beneficial both in relationships and in broader personal development. In conclusion, The Dating Playbook for Men is best suited to men who want a clear plan rather than scattered inspiration, especially those who feel stuck in patterns of overthinking, inconsistency, or low confidence. Readers who are willing to practice in real life will likely benefit most because the book is oriented toward action, repetition, and personal responsibility rather than clever lines or shortcuts. Its practical value lies in helping a reader create momentum, reframing rejection, increasing opportunities to meet women, and communicating with more clarity and self-respect. Intellectually, it offers a coherent way to think about dating as a skill set tied to identity, lifestyle, and emotional resilience. Within the broader dating advice category, what helps it stand out is the combination of a step-based system with a strong emphasis on becoming a more grounded version of yourself. Many books either lean heavily into technique or focus only on self-esteem. This one attempts to connect mindset, behavior, and environment into a single process. While some readers may find parts familiar if they have read widely in the genre, the organizing framework and implementation focus can make the material easier to apply. For men seeking a structured roadmap to more consistent dating outcomes, it can function as a practical starting point and a reset toward disciplined, respectful confidence. If you would like to support Andrew Farabee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.